Right, we're here in the NRG Stadium fan cave with TJ Yates, and we're going to play a game here, TJ. And it's Christmas movie trivia. Now, have you seen all these movies on the wheel? These are pretty standard Christmas films.
I've seen parts of about half of them.
Okay.
And I've seen pretty much all of them.
What's your favorite one? Favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Vacation, hands down.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you can't
Home Alone 2 is like 1A and 1B.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never
was
seen
that
two.
Close?
You've never seen Home Alone 2?
I've never seen Home Alone 2.
I thought, how can they leave their kid behind again? Like, didn't that just already happen to them?
Right.
I had a hard time.
Bad
there's
parenting.
A three.
Terrible, terrible.
I know.
Parenting.
I had a hard time with.
There's
that.
A Home Alone 3, but Macaulay Culkin was like.
I've
30,
seen that one
so
too.
To use a new kid.
I've seen that one too.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, spin the wheel. We'll get this thing started.
All right, here we go.
And by the way, you win absolutely nothing if you win. Okay. Oh, Home Alone 2. You've got.
I get this question wrong.
Home Alone 2. Where does Kevin's mom find him at the end of the movie?
This is Home Alone 2.
Two,
yeah. So he leaves the house?
Oh, at Rockefeller Square. With
Christmas trees. With the tree.
At the Christmas tree, because he loves Christmas trees.
Yes.
Very good.
He's gazing at it? Was
oh,
that
my God, I know where he is.
Yes.
You got your first completion.
I can give you quotes.
Oh, my
God.
Wow, I cannot separate the two, but good for you. Okay.
All right, spin it again, TJ. The Grinch stole Christmas. Okay.
This is the one with Jim Carrey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Or is it the cartoon? It doesn't matter.
It's the same premise.
Even if you just read the Dr. Seuss book, which I know you haven't done lately. How many sizes did the Grinch's heart grow on Christmas Day? You know, it's a Dr. Seuss kind of thing. One.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, it's a number, so just...
1 through 5?
A magical number.
Yes.
4?
3. Close enough. I didn't remember that. I probably read it to my kid like last week, so this is
boom,
tough.
Boom, boom, boom. And
our producer is asking very tough questions.
That was a trick question.
All right, go again. Go again.
Yeah. Trick question.
A Christmas Carol.
Carol.
Now, have you seen this one? This is Scrooge, okay? Ebenezer, which is my nickname
Ebenezer
during the
Scrooge,
holidays.
Okay.
I think you might be able to get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty standard.
How many ghosts visit Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Eve?
12?
It's a really long movie, TJ.
No, it's the ghost of
terrible.
Christmas past, present,
and future.
And yes.
Yay!
Good.
Yeah.
You got it.
Look at you.
All right. He's been working on the game plan. All right.
It's going to be a short. It's going to be a short spin right here.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
All right.
All right. Clark is hoping for a Christmas bonus. Ooh, this is hard. But instead gets a one-year membership to what?
The Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, my gosh. Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
So
you
good.
Know this movie.
So
cold.
Good.
All right. Spin it again.
First Home Alone.
All right. Regular Home Alone. All right. I'm gonna.
Mark really wants to ask.
I'm going to do an audible here. Okay. Oh, he's going to get this easily. So I'm going to do the original question. What were the names of the burglars in Home Alone played by? I'm not going to say who they're played by because we all know. I think we know. Do you know?
Talking about the name of the like the
characters.
the wet bandits?
Yes.
Oh, it's Marv and.
That's pretty good. You got one right. Ding.
Marv and.
And Blank Potter.
They're the Wet Bandits. I know that.
Yeah.
I not know
Blank Potter is the clue.
Black Potter?
Blank Potter.
Blank Potter is the clue.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with
Harry.
This movie.
Harry
yes,
and Marv.
That's it.
Yeah.
Harry and Marv. Good.
Like, I think you're mixing.
I know, but I was just trying to give him a clue.
Threw me off there. All right. We'll do another one.
All right. Here we go.
No, we did that one already.
No, so we didn't do.
We did Christmas Carol.
We did.
Oh, that was a Christmas
too.
Story.
Go back.
Christmas Story.
Have you seen Christmas Story?
Yes.
All right.
Not a lot, though. I can't quote it.
You can't quote it. All right.
Other
well, this one you should get. All right, here we go. The name of the toy that Ralphie wanted for Christmas.
Red Ryder BB gun?
Yes. Also
we
a very famous
clue.
Reference for the Cincinnati game.
We had
somebody
clue.
Said that quote. I'm not going to name any names.
It's also what JJ used to describe Andy Dalton after the Bengals game, which was, you know, whatever. It just happened.
That's what we're talking about.
It's one of those things. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I was just reading. I was reading it verbatim. I apologize. All right, one more.
There we go.
See, I haven't seen this one. What's the name of the head elf in the Santa Claus?
Bernard.
Very good.
Oh, wow.
Man, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So your favorite one's Vacation.
Vacation, yep.
All right, we got that one.
I
let's
questions
give you a gift here because we do this every week.
There is a gift.
Yes.
It's like Christmas.
Feel free to open it up.
The good news is it's a gift. The bad news is you have to wear it on the plane.
With your sweats.
How about
right.
that? Ugly Texas
wear
Christmas
this thing
sweater.
As a blanket as well. It's huge.
It's humongous.
Looks good. Thank you.
It looks ugly. Sweaters look good, not too tight.
What size did we get him?
Yeah. It was like a 2XL.
It's a 2X.
There's this
a,
is DJ
a,
Yates.
Are you a 2X or are you a 1X?
That they could fit.
I'm a 1X. In between a 1X and a large.
You need to bulk up so you can fit
yeah,
the sweater, TJ. That's
maybe the
only
thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, how about
I love
for
the
TJ
sweater.
Good. Coming up. Fitz tips for your kids. Yes, it's going to happen. Also, fantasy football league stuff. It's all happening on Texans Late Night.